Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. August 7th. Jesus admired but ill-treated in his country. First Prelude. Behold Jesus speaking to his fellow citizens in the synagogue of Nazareth. Second Prelude. Beg for grace to draw great fruit from this meditation. Point 1. Jesus admired at Nazareth. Consideration. After having given the parables we have been meditating on, Jesus, says the evangelist, came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were in admiration at his doctrine, saying, How came this man by all these things? And what wisdom is this that is given to him, and such mighty works as are wrought by his hands? Application. Why did our Lord, after an absence of 2 years, spend some days at Nazareth? Did he wish to enjoy rest in the midst of acquaintances and friends, or to gain their applause? No, it was to give them a mark of his affection, to do them service, and to sanctify them. We learn from this that we are not forbidden to love our country, our countrymen, or our friends, or even visit them, but that it should be always done in a way worthy of a Christian, so as to edify them, to glorify God, and to do good to souls. Never for motives of sensuality or vanity. What has been your way of thinking and acting in this matter? Point 2. Jesus despised at Nazareth. Consideration. The Nazarenes began by receiving our Lord well, but their feeling soon changed to jealousy. They thought that his great renown threw them into the shade. Envy led them to despise him. Then they took scandal and ended in disbelief. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the son of Joseph, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon? Whence therefore hath he all these things? And they were scandalized in regard of him, as if he had usurped the title of teacher in Israel, or because his family were lowly, they needed not to believe in him. Application. Here we have an example of the fatal effects of envy. The envious cannot bear to see others above them in learning, in merit, in success, or credit with others, especially if they are inferior to them in birth or younger in age. They are ingenious in finding out their faults, either real or imaginary, and very often they make out that the good they do and the praise they receive is a crime. We see this hideous passion of envy very plainly in the Nazarenes. We blame them for it. But let us search the depths of our own hearts, question our own conduct, without hiding anything from ourselves, and we shall probably find enough to make us blush for ourselves, enough to make us dread for ourselves the consequences of envy. Point 3. Jesus ill-treated at Nazareth. Consideration. The Nazarenes, thinking Jesus to be like other men, expected that his answer to their reproach for his humble birth would have been to work many miracles among them. But they were unworthy of such a favor, and our Lord told them so in these words, Doubtless you will say to me this similitude, Physician, heal thyself. As great things as we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy own country. And he said, Amen, I say to you, that no prophet is accepted in his own country. And, says St. Luke, all they in the synagogue, hearing these things, were filled with anger, and they rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they brought him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Application. We see to what terrible lengths uncontrolled passions can lead us. Let us look into ourselves and see if there be any dangerous passion which we are hiding from ourselves. And profiting by the proverb quoted by our Lord, "Physician, heal thyself," let us strive earnestly to fight against it. God will help us, and we shall soon subdue it.